This is the Well-Centered Woman Podcast, a space created to provide practical wisdom for every faith-based lady influencer, creative, and entrepreneur who desires to better manage her emotions under pressure. In every episode, we discuss what it takes to stay centered and sane while operating in purpose using faith, community, and practical wisdom. Grab your journal, coffee, and tea, and let's start getting our emotions all the way together. I'm your host, Tanika Maria, and welcome to the podcast. Hello, hello, hello. I wonder if this is working. I cannot tell, but I believe I am live. Blessings and abundance to you all. I am Coach Tanika. Give me a moment while I check everything and make sure I'm still live on all of the platforms. But blessings to you all. We are going to have an intense discussion tonight. Yes, yeah, so I see it on Facebook. Let's go check YouTube really quick because I'm on YouTube, Facebook, and also old Instagram. Let's just see if all of these are live. Really quickly, yes, it is. So we're live. Blessings to you. I'm Coach Tanika Maria. I'm all about getting real, being healed, and moving forward in emotional wholeness, peace, and clarity. And for those of you who may be in any kind of emotional pain on tonight, I'm going to unpack some nuggets with you because time out for this hurry up and heal culture, right? This culture where we want to hurry up and do our post, our selfie, where we can show the world that we got it together, that we've gotten over whatever the situation is that we've gone through. And we want to hurry up and post that cute selfie to show the world that we're good, that we're okay. And so there's this hurry up and heal culture that I see. There's this in the pressure to make sure that we're still performing, that we're working our platform, that we're making it do what it do, that we're doing it, we're making things happen. But at the end of the day, we can't up level to the next level, right, until we've processed the pain on the current level. We've gone through some things in this first quarter of 2023, 2024. Lord, I'm still in the previous year. We have been going through some things, and we need to take the time to really deal with what's going on. And I want to remind you that pain is a teacher. It does not come to stay. It comes to pass through us. But what we mess up at is that we don't want to feel it. We don't want to deal with it. We don't want to feel the emotions. We don't want to cry. We don't want to sit with that. We just want to ride over the top of it. We want to repress it. We want to stay busy and dizzy. So we spend a lot of time resisting. We spend a lot of time resisting our pain. We spend a lot of time riding over the top of our pain. But if we just learn how to sit with it for a minute, and I'm not saying wallow in it, but I'm saying you need to honor the fact that you are a human being. You are a child of God. And you are worthy of your tears. If you're listening in the chat, I cannot tell what's going on. But I want you to know that you are worthy of your tears. You are worthy. You have to honor yourself as a human being to validate this place. Okay, I'm in pain here. That thing hurt me. That situation bothered me. And honor yourself. Acknowledge that. Don't wallow in it, but stop riding over the top of it. Let's not repress it. Let's not try to resist it. Let's not try to be busy and dizzy with all of our endeavors and all of our building and all of the stuff that we're doing, that we're stuffing that pain down. No. Time out for that. And if you're commenting, let me know you're here because I can't hardly tell what's going on. If folks are in here, blessings and abundance to you. Hi there, Sheila. Yes, you are worthy of your tears. Blessings and abundance to you all. You are worthy of your tears. You are worthy of your tears. Hey, Adrian, blessings and abundance to you on YouTube. Good to see you. Good to see you both. You are worthy of your tears. And it's time for you to acknowledge the fact that this thing hurt you, whatever it is, and stop. See, we run from it and resist it through lots of stuff, through our activities, through Netflix and chilling, through our food, through our sugar, through sex, through church activities, through social media, all of it, chasing behind and running behind our children, chasing after relationships. And at the end of the day, if you cannot sit with yourself, and when that anxious little twingy feeling, when you get that funny feeling in your chest, when you have that feeling in your chest, when you have that feeling in your heart, you've gotten still, the house is quiet. You're not, you put your phone down, you're not on social media, you cut the TV off. And if you start getting agitated, and if you start getting restless, and you start having all of these feelings, then guess what? There's some unprocessed business that we need to handle. Amen. If you have not done so, definitely share this. If you know that this is going to be valuable for somebody, I want you to share this right now. And then comment in the chat. It's time to heal. It's time to get real. It's time to heal, right? It's time. So if you're by yourself, you're all alone, the house is quiet, and you start feeling agitated, and you got all these feelings, and you don't want to feel them, so you go, you start picking up that phone and start scrolling again. You on that phone, on Instagram, you're up here on TikTok, or you go and get something to eat, or you go find something on TV, that is a sign. Come on. It's time to heal, Sheila. Thank you. Those of you, if you're on Facebook, whoever, wherever, blessings to you all. But yes, let's talk about here in the chat. Every time we repress that pain, every time you repress the truth that you're in pain, that that thing hurts you, that person hurts you, that situation is still bothering you. It's right there in your subconscious. It's in your spirit. It's in your emotions. Every time you stuff that down and you just keep riding over the top of it and you just keep going and going and going and staying busy and dizzy, a little bit of you die. A little bit of your soul sort of dies, because expression is life and repression is death. And every time you repress it, every time you do that, you're not being authentic and you're not being truthful with yourself. And neither are you being truthful with the Lord. Right? It says in Psalm 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. He binds our wounds. But for him to do that, you got to open up. You got to sit with it and honor that pain long enough for God to do something. You got to be real about it. You're like, you need to say, God, I hurt here. This hurts. Stop running from it. Stop putting the cute pictures on social media that hurry up and heal culture where I'm so quick to do my selfie, but I'm hurting. Come on. Amen. Adrian, just listen. Don't text. I want you to stay safe. Let's acknowledge where we are, so that God can begin that healing work. And I love the scripture that says in Psalm 61:2, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock that is higher. Let me stop overeating, trying to numb my pain with my food. Let me stop numbing my pain with Netflix. Let me stop numbing that pain by getting on TikTok and scrolling for 2 hours. Yes, that's Psalm 34:18, right? That pain is a teacher. It's an indicator, and it's a sign that, hey, I need to pay attention to what's going on in my heart. I need to pay attention to what's going on in my soul. And like speaking for myself, when I've ended, you know, dead end relationships from the past, broken engagements and things of that nature, I made sure that I sat with my pain. I didn't wallow in it. I'm not saying wallow in your pain and just feel sorry for yourself and get in a state of self-pity and bitterness. But what I'm saying is, you are a human. You are worthy to acknowledge your pain. God says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are in his image. You are his child, and you are worthy. Just the same way like if you broke your arm today, you would not be sitting here trying to bulldoze and bury your way through and pretend that your arm is not broken. You would go to the hospital, you would go see the doctor, and you would get that arm and that bone reset. You would also go through the process of allowing that bone to heal. Not only that, you would go through the physical therapy necessary so that you could get full range of motion back into that arm muscle and that bone. Physical therapy is painful, and it requires you to move even when it hurts. When you take the time to acknowledge your pain and sit with it for a little bit and let God do what he does and acknowledge that thing, that's what you're doing. But when you're acknowledging it, when you're sitting it, and when you're crying, you're feeling that pain. But we don't want to feel nothing. But the reality is when you feel it, you're not going to drop dead because you felt some emotional pain. The pain comes to pass. It doesn't come to sit there and stay, but how do we make it stay? Well, we refuse to deal with it. Then it gets stuck and then it manifests in all this other stuff, all these other unhealed and unhealthy toxic ways that we cope. It comes to pass. So let's just let it pass. Go ahead and feel it. Go ahead and cry. Make an appointment. Make an appointment with that pain and sit with the Lord. Stop kicking against it. Stop resisting it. Stop trying to go to the next level. Talk about, I'm going to the next level. No, you're not. We're not going to any next levels until we process what we've dealt with on the current level or the previous levels, right? We want, and I heard someone say in the past, we want that crown without the cross. We want to go from point A to point B, but we don't want to go through the hell in the hallway. Come on, somebody say, I need to go through. We're trying to go from point A to point B. We're trying to up level, but there, we got to get through the hallway first. And sometimes going through that hallway requires, sometimes it's a little bumpy. You got to process some stuff. You got to feel some stuff. Remember that and know that God is with you even in the midst of all of this, all of this. And if you don't speak it out, your body will surely, surely act it out. It shows up in the aches and pains. It shows up in the anxiety. It shows up in the fibroids. It shows up in the shortness of breath. It shows up in the headaches. It shows up in the migraines. It shows up in the nervousness. What you will not speak out, your body will definitely act out. It doesn't go anywhere. And so we don't want to keep on resisting and riding over the top of our pain and suppressing it. So how do you do that? So let me tell you. Whatever actually works for you, I recommend you going to a therapist, getting counseling. But if that's not available in that moment when you're first deciding, okay, I'm going to put aside my TikTok. I'm going to put aside Netflix. I'm going to put aside going and pigging out on something in the refrigerator and getting me some sugars and eating some food and just numbing myself and distracting myself with busyness and dizziness and being, you know, 1,000 things to do, right? And going on all that. Let me just sit with it. Get your journal. Get you some coffee. Get you a tea. Get out some worship music and begin to pray and just ask God for the awareness. Lord, what's going on in me? Do you know what's going on with you? When that restless, sad feeling comes, when you feel that feeling in your chest, that is the time when you make that appointment and say, Holy Spirit, what is going on with me? I'm not going to brush it off. I'm not going to find something else to occupy my mind. I'm going to be in it. I'm going to sit with it. I'm going to let it pass through. I'm going to cry. Holy Spirit, show me what's going on in me. Queens on the line, queens that are here on tonight, we got to know ourselves. I can't claim to be a queen. I can't claim that I'm a queen. You know, everybody says I'm a queen, I'm royalty, all, and we are. But queens know themselves. And the only way to know yourself is to be able to sit with yourself and to understand what's hurting you. For those of us who want to be in relationships, are already in relationships, we want the man to know what's going on with us, but we don't know what's going on with us because we're running from ourselves. Like, how can we expect the man to know the inner workings of our heart and the ups and downs of our emotions and what's going on with us when we're running from them, when we're resisting ourselves, when we're not even bothering to sit with ourselves long enough to know what's up? And then we get mad at the poor little man because he's not picking it up. Well, we're running. We're attracting partners at our same level. To the degree that you're running from yourself, you're going to attract the man that's running too. And how he going to see you when you're running from you? Oh my, put in the chat, stop running. I'm going to stop running from myself. And a lot of times, you know, it's not always these big emotional dramatic things. A lot of times it is just built up pain and tears over daily, everyday frustrations of life. Just crazy, weird stuff, small stuff, just everyday existence, petty annoyances, grievances, frustrations, people at work acting a fool, your children acting up, this is going on, that is going on. And sometimes you just need to sit. Sometimes you need to cry, right? And you're piling that stuff piles up on already existing wounds and hurts that may not have been properly processed. And then you got everyday life. You need to honor yourself as a human being, as a child of God, to stop running from that pain, right? I hope this is blessing somebody. And thank you guys on YouTube who are there. Blessings to you. And from my ladies that are on the line, for my queens, your the core of your being, your feminine heart, your womanhood, you're neglecting it. We're neglecting it when we fail to give ourselves that time and that space, a safe space to shed the tears that need to be shed. I am worthy of my tears. Put it in the chat. I am worthy of my tears. Amen. Don't dishonor your womanhood. Don't dishonor the female, the woman that God created you to be by diminishing, poo-pooing, repressing, suppressing, riding over the top of your pain and your tears, because he says you're fearfully and wonderfully made and he is close to you. Let us become emotionally aware of what's going on with ourselves. And when we and get out of ruminating this private rumination with our food and the private rumination with our food and our TikTok, and we're just sitting there eating and ruminating, but we're not processing. I want to do more than just eat and ruminate and go on TikTok and resist. But let's shut it all down and say, Holy Spirit, what's going on with me? And we need that healing touch of the Holy Spirit, not just say, you know, like over spiritualizing it, putting a lot of spiritual mayonnaise on top of it and being very churchy and trite and performance oriented, but not being really real. Like, we have to be authentic. And really honest about where I am, that I am hurting, that I have pain. I am worthy of my tears. Amen. And so let's move past the resistance and the riding over the top. It's okay to be vulnerable. And you know what? I put it like this. When you are honest with your pain, and when you're able to cry and articulate that and be honest with it before yourself and the Lord, when you're making a safe space for yourself, between you and God, because when the house is empty and it's just you and you, when it's just me, myself, and I, if the relationship between me, myself, and I ain't right, then no other relationship is going to work appropriately. I can't even make a safe place for myself, much less a man, much less anybody else. And when that house is quiet, and when you put that phone down, and when you get out of the refrigerator, and you sit there, and those sad feelings come up, that's where it is. That's where it is. And this is the opportunity to be genuine and authentic for yourself and before God. And when that pain comes, it doesn't come to stay. It passes through you. And when you let it pass through you, you come out stronger. You're still vulnerable. You're still authentic to who you are, but you're stronger, because pain, when it's stuck, makes your heart hard. It makes it brittle. Say, I don't have time for a hard heart. God, I don't want a hard heart. God, I want my heart to be soft, and I want to be able to let that pain pass, process it, and keep it moving. I'm not going to sit in it. I'm not going to wallow in it, but it comes to pass. Amen. Hey there, hope. Blessings to you, woman of God. Blessings to you. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be vulnerable. And it's the healing way that we come out stronger and better. If I stay brittle, if I stay closed, if I keep resisting, riding over the top of, running from my pain, numbing it with TikTok videos, Netflix, brunches, lunches, church work, platforming, performing, then my heart will stay brittle and I will eventually become stuck and shut down. So I want you to check in with yourself, know your pains, know your joys. And like I said to my queens, my women of God that are here on tonight, never expect a man to do for you what you will not do for yourself. Don't expect a man to be able to hold all of your emotional eggs in his basket and know every whim and know every wind of your emotions and know when you're sad and know when you're hopeless and know when you're anxious, when you won't sit with yourself to acknowledge that for yourself. Don't put that on a pitiful poor man. I know I sound crazy, right? But don't put that on a man when you won't do it for yourself. Don't expect the man to take the time to know the depths of your heart and hold you when you cry, but you're unwilling to go there for yourself. I know I'm saying something, because we're unwilling to sit with it ourselves, because a lot of times we don't want to lose control. We don't know what we're going to find. Like, Lord, if I really let go, if I really sat with myself and sat with my pain, I might go back crazy. Is that what we think? Is that what the situation is? But really, you won't. God is with you. Be honest with yourself. Let's not numb it. Let's not dumb it. Let's not check out, but let's honor it. Sit with it, not wallowing in it, but sit with it. Get you a qualified therapist. But if you don't have, sometimes you're not going to have a therapist on speed dial that you can talk to. You got to be able to sit with yourself and the Lord. And that's what I'm talking about, right? And a lot of times, and I'm going to wrap this up. I was going to go to 9:30 Eastern time. And so I'm going to wrap this up. But a lot of times, you know, we run from our pain. We run from the surrender and release part. And because a lot of times we don't have a safe place to like bleed and emerge whole. We want to be able to sit with ourselves and be able to hold space for ourselves. And not only that, to the extent that I can hold a safe space for myself, that's the extent that I can hold it for somebody else. And then when you think about our brothers, when we think about our brothers in Christ, a lot of times our men, they're hurting too. And for them, it can be a lot worse, because if a man goes too deep in his cave, sometimes he can't come out. Yeah. Our men, ladies, our men, they need safe places too. Come on. I'm saying something. A man will hide down in his cave. And when they're bleeding, and sometimes they don't have another man, they don't have a safe space. And sometimes they can get so far that they can't come back out. They can't find their way out. That's why it's so important to be self-aware, to honor the fact that you're a human being, you're a child of God. If God puts our tears in a bottle, how come you can't honor yourself enough to cry? Amen. I'm almost done, but I want you to say this, and you can put it in the chat wherever you are, because I got folks on YouTube and different places, and it's hard for me to tell. But I want you to just say, Lord, give me the courage to express the truth that I heard. Give me the courage to express the truth that I heard. And ask God to show you the areas where you're still unhealed, not complete, and still broken. And no longer say, God, no longer will I run from, ride over the top of, and run from my pain. Right? Let God access all parts of your heart and your soul so that you can be truly healed. And going back to my sisters, we're so willing a lot of times to open up our heart to a man, but we're unwilling to sit one-on-one with the Lord and open up our heart to him. A lot of times we go to a man full of pain and emotional baggage, and we want that man to understand and to know and to see us. Because we want that psychological visibility that comes from having a genuine, real man. But first, we got to get it between ourselves. And going back to my main point, if the relationship between me, myself, and I ain't right, and I said ain't, if the relationship between me, myself, and I ain't right, then no other relationship will work. And for me to have a good relationship with myself, I got to honor myself and give myself the dignity to acknowledge that I am in pain. That's right, Sheila. I see you over there on YouTube. Amen. So that is it for tonight. My goal is to be out here every Thursday evening, 9 o'clock Eastern time. My name is Tanika Maria, and I'm so honored to be a part of your journey. I'm honored for everybody who's watching here on tonight. And if you're in any emotional pain, go back and listen to this, catch the replay, pick up the nuggets. And I have a few announcements. I want you to stay connected with me. Definitely get on my mail list, and I'll put this here. Sign up, and I'll put it in the chat. My weekly emails that come out every Monday to just stay on point, stay connected, get inspired, motivated, encouraged, and supported in your emotional healing and resiliency journey. So definitely do that. And again, I'll put that in the comments somewhere. Also, last but not least, I want you to join me in Raleigh, North Carolina, May 3rd through 4th for a wonderful change experience. This is an experience. It's not a conference. And we're ready for a change. Like, God, I'm ready for a change. I'm ready to deal with the pain. I'm tired of running from myself. I'm tired of ripping and busting and resisting the inevitable. I need a place. I need a safe place to process some things. If you're a leader in the body of Christ, if you're just one that wants to grow, you're ready for a change, a wonderful change, then come to a wonderful change in Raleigh, North Carolina. The link is here. You can register. Early bird registration ends on March 31st. You can go to bit.ly/awonderfulchange. And this will be a safe place that will be a catalyst and sort of jumpstart your healing journey. It's not going to cover everything all at once, but it's a place where you can begin the process, where the seeds will be planted in a safe environment. So I definitely want to see you in the building. So blessings and abundance to you all. I encourage you to make an appointment with that pain. Remember, it does not come to stay. It comes to pass through. You are worthy of your tears. So blessings. And thank you everyone for supporting and for being here. And if you have not done so, share, like, comment, and share. Take care, and I will talk to you. So there's Candace. I didn't see you on here at all, Candace. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Blessings to you all.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Well-Centered Woman podcast. If you've enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe and spread the word. Don't forget, you can gain access to more resources in your journey to emotional mastery by going to the episode website and checking out the show notes. Until next time, this is Tanika Maria, right here in the journey with you, keeping those emotions all the way together.